Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 260 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host once again. And today, my guest is Sachin Makkar. Sachin is the CEO of a company called Law KPIs. And as you might suspect, Law KPIs provides key performance indicators for law firms. And this is one of my sore spots in my own practice, is gathering the data that is spread out over a bunch of different systems, such as my practice management system and my accounting system and my scheduling system and so on and so forth. Pulling that together in one cohesive and interpretive package so that I can understand the health of my law firm and how to make it more profitable and give myself, you know, a little more time to do the things in life that I like. So that's the problem that Law KPIs solves. And it's a fascinating approach. And I think one that a lot of us should really give some thought to taking a look at. So if you're interested, and I hope you are, please join me as we hear from Sachin Makkar. Sachin Makkar, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Thank you, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sachin. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Sachin Makkar. I'm the CEO of Law KPIs. Our goal is to help as many law firms as possible, from solo to mid-sized law firms, to grow and compete. And we want to make sure that in this world, especially in this environment, they leverage data as much as possible to make better and informed decisions.
You know, I'm going to confess to you, I mean, we're going to use a buzzword here that most people have an understanding for: KPIs, key performance indicators, as a data point or a collection of data that are used to evaluate your law firms. I will tell you, quite frankly, that KPIs for my law firm are my Achilles heel. That I suspect that there are a lot of law firms out there like me. I used to do an annual and then a twice annual evaluation, a scorecard, if you will, which, by the way, was it's the lawyerist.com scorecard. So if our listeners want to go to lawyerist.com, you can take that same survey, that same evaluation. And I would take it every year, then twice a year. And one of the key points there is, you know, do you have a KPI system? And I had to say no, zero, for the longest period of time. And I've only recently started to implement such a system. Tell our audience a little bit about why that's so important.
And Neil, you're not alone. Most of the law firms that we talk to, they want good reports. They want a good system to measure their law firms, their performance, their utilization. But it's so hard for them to do it because it's very time consuming. And that is the exact reason why with Law KPIs, we actually give like 35 plus KPIs built out of the box that will be fully configured with your law firm. So that way you can hit the ground running. And every law firm, every attorney, they look at data differently, right? Everybody wants to grow their practice differently. So we work with them to identify what other custom KPIs that we can build for them that's going to help them, their firm, and their employees do a better job in their role. So to give you an example, you know, one of the most common KPI that, you know, everybody is asking for is how do you measure profitability for a fixed fee project? Because law firms, a lot of law firms are now moving from, you know, time and material billing to fixed fee, but they have a very hard time understanding whether this project was profitable or not, right? So we help them create reports that can actually give you at the matter level whether that specific matter was profitable or not. So that actually helps them in pricing for future projects, that fixed fee projects that they offer.
Well, you're driving that arrow straight into my heart here, Sajid. that's a big problem for a lot of firms like mine. Again, I'm an estate planner, and almost all of my estate planning clients are a fixed fee. And how did I arrive at that fixed fee? Well, I just kind of pulled the number out of the air, and I kept raising it until I got to a point where I felt like that's the most I could charge people for these types of estate planning products. And so then the question is, so I backed into this number, right? I'm committed to this number. I'm going to charge X thousands of dollars for a full estate plan. I don't really have a way of understanding whether or not that's a profitable price.
And unfortunately, most of the legal management systems that we work with, they don't do a very good job in capturing and displaying the profitability for fixed fee. Another classic example that we do it for a lot of firms is attorney or partner compensation. Every firm has a very complex way of calculating the compensation, and every time they do it manually. So what we do is we work with them, we understand their different parameters that they use in order to calculate the compensation, and we automate that process. So with that, at any given point of time, any attorney can go and run that report for themselves and understand, you know, what are they going to get paid?
Well, how do you overcome the challenge of, you can have the best designed KPI system, but if the data that you're supplying to that system isn't complete or is lacking in some way or is not being captured at all, how do you address that?
That's a very, very good point. And we run into that, especially for like small law firms or somebody who has just started and they're trying to get their system set up. When we build the reports, we actually, our data scientists will analyze the data and identify the gaps. And whenever we find those gaps, we will work with them and explain them what are the information they have to start capturing. We don't capture it for them, but we guide them on what they should start capturing. In a lot of cases, we help them set up custom fields in their legal management system where they can start capturing information. So once they start capturing information, it will automatically flow into our KPIs. A lot of times the attorneys, they don't want to do anything, fix anything for historical data, which is fine. But going forward, at least they would have a plan where they would start capturing that information and the KPIs would work going forward basis.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because I think that's a real hindrance for a lot of people. They don't get started on capturing the information necessary to develop a KPI system because they keep thinking about all this ongoing or past work that I don't have data for. But as you mentioned, if you draw a line in the sand and say any new matter from here on out, we're going to capture all this data, or we're going to, you know, complete this process in order to generate the KPIs, then over the course of time, you know, the issue corrects itself.
And a lot of times what we see is they have the data, but the data is in multiple disparate systems, right? They will have it in the legal management system. Yeah. They would have some in QuickBooks. Some people who use a CRM like Clio Grow or Lawmatix, they would have it in the CRM system. So the beauty about our solution is we don't care where the data lives, right? We go out and we will integrate with different systems and we bring the data into our system so that when they run the report, that same report could be actually fetching data from like multiple different systems.
Well, I think that's what sets you guys apart, because a lot of times, I mean, just take the issue of profitability on a fixed fee matter. For a lot of firms, they're using a CRM or practice management system like Clio to track that part of it, but they're also using Quicken online to do their accounting, and somewhere in between lives their billing system, and sometimes it's exclusively in Clio, or sometimes it's exclusively in Quicken, or sometimes it's spread across both platforms. You guys can drag data in from both, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the way we do it is we actually capture data at the lowest level. So when they see the report, if they don't see anything that they like, they actually, all they have to do is click on it and it'll give them the details so that they can narrow it down to the problem. And because any data, right, if it is not actionable, there's nothing you can do. It's like vanity matrix. Like, what do you do with it if you don't know what actions to take?
So help me with, take the typical solo or small firm practitioner. And he comes to you and he says, look, I need to get a handle. I need to start understanding my business better. Tell me what the process is for you and the folks at Law KPIs. What's the process for bringing a client on board and getting them started on this journey?
So once we integrate with their legal management system and their CRM system, it takes about like 3 days for us to completely configure all our out-of-the-box reports for them. And once we do that, we actually walk them through and help them understand. Because a lot of the solo and the small, mid-sized law firms, referral is a big source of their business.
Yep.
So we help them, quickly have a good visualization on where the referrals are coming from, right? Where they should be spending more energy. Which types of referrals are actually converting into cases? Which practice areas are growing so that you know exactly, if I need to hire an associate or a help, get a consultant, I know upfront which practice areas are growing, which practice areas are actually more profitable than the others, right? So we know exactly where to spend my time.
My sense is that, in a scenario I just mentioned with, I have a practice management system and I have an accounting system, and maybe a third-party billing system. My sense is that the law firm owner probably isn't aware of what data can be captured by each of those three systems. Some of it might be redundant, but some they may not even know what data can be captured by those systems and then integrated into your reporting mechanism. So give me kind of an example. What are some of the typical data points that you help attorneys uncover and start to track?
So going back to our example of fixed fee, right? So most of the attorneys, they capture hours that they have billed towards a fixed fee project. Mm. But in order to understand the profitability, they need to also capture what is the allowed hours for this project, right? If I priced something at $10,000, what is the allowed hours? Like, how did I come up with that $10,000, right? So mm-hmm. If I say, okay, I'm going to spend 20 hours on this particular case. And if I go above 20, then I'm losing money. I'm not making profit, right? So we help them create a custom field where for every matter, they can say, okay, for this matter, the allowed hours is 20 or 50 or whatever it is. And then they can look at it on a weekly basis to see how close are they in exceeding that allowed hours?
Yeah.
So that way they can actually help, either reprice it or renegotiate, or, for the future ones, they can come up with a better pricing. Another classic example is, a lot of firms who work on retainer basis, they have no visibility when the retainer is going to get exhausted, right? So even if the retainer gets exhausted, if the attorney is billing, they have to continue to bill, like continue to work on the client, and they end up doing a write-off. So what we do is we create reports where they can actually set a threshold. Okay, if 80% of the retainer is exhausted, the attorney is notified so that they can go back to the client saying that, okay, you know what? You need to write us another check.
Yeah, it's all really, really important information that sometimes we have it at our fingertips, sometimes we don't. And I think this systemic approach to acquiring it and presenting it will, you know, do wonders for understanding how to manage your firm.
And I understand, right? Like you guys, attorneys are busy, right? They have a lot of, they wear a lot of
different hats. It's also an area that, frankly, attorneys don't understand very well. They need somebody like you. We need somebody like you to hold our hands and help identify what data we should be capturing and how to do it.
Right, absolutely. So, and we also have like several clients, right, who have coaches who actually help them grow the law firm. But every coach is demanding for reports and better numbers from these attorneys, and they're struggling. They're spending a lot of time doing it. So now we are actually automating that entire process for them so that, you know, with one click, they can pass on all the information to their coach who's going to help them grow. So that, you know, it helps them. And by automating, it just makes it very easier. And a lot of times you don't even have to log in into our system. You can go ahead and schedule it saying that, okay, you know what, you want to look at your utilization on a weekly basis. You go ahead, schedule it. And that report every week will be there in your inbox. So if you want to share it with other team members, it just makes it easy to collaborate with other members also. So our goal is not just building reports, but we want to actually automate the whole process for them and make it very easy for them to use, right? End of the day, it's about lifestyle, right? One of the best compliments that we got from an attorney is saying that, you know, I got my evenings and weekends back to spend with my family because, you know, on the evenings and weekends is when, you know, she used to generate all these reports.
Yeah, I think that's it's a big drawback for the legal profession because we have to oftentimes spend time creating and capturing the data and massaging it and putting it in the right spot, oftentimes after the fact, filling in the gaps based on whatever information we have about the process that went on beforehand, in order to get sufficient amount of data to get a picture of a KPI, for instance. And you can only do that for a short period of time before you get burnt out. So the automation feature and the standardization feature and the ability to integrate with multiple platforms, I think, is integral to being able to offer something of value to an attorney.
And you know, we do all the heavy lifting in terms of integration. So all the attorneys, part of the onboarding process, all they do is they just give us access to their legal management system. And we take care of it from there. And, you know, 3 days later, they will have access to all the KPIs that matter to them.
I'll tell you, that's very enticing.
You know, also one of the things that just came to mind is you mentioned about how we help them, right? Law firms that we see, right, they have two categories, billable and non-billable. But non-billable, actually, we coach them now to actually split it into multiple different categories. Because you need to understand, in order to increase your efficiency, how you're spending or how the staff is spending the non-billable time. Sometimes it could be justified. Sometimes it may not be justified. So we want to break them down into high-level categories like, you know, are they spending time on marketing? Are they spending time on admin? Are they spending time on networking? Are they spending time on business development? How are they spending their non-billable time? So now the firm has a visibility and they can drill down to see, you know, what areas of non-billable they need to improve in order to gain efficiency.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those efficiencies. I want to talk specifically about the integrations that you have. I know we've thrown around a couple of names here, Clio and QuickBooks. So we know you integrate with them. What are some of the other applications that you integrate with, and how does that enhance the product that you are delivering?
So we currently integrate with Clio, QuickBooks, Lawmatics, Rocket Matter, and any application, right, that is on a cloud, they would have a REST API. So we can actually build integration with any application that has a REST API available. And all applications, in my knowledge, that are cloud-based, they all have REST APIs that we can use to integrate. So if it is a new system, it takes us about like 3 weeks to build that integration for the first time. But after that, you know, it's plug and play.
And how about things like Google Analytics or some of the other internet monitoring platforms?
Yes, that's a good point. I forgot to mention. Yes, we integrate with Google Analytics also. So Google Analytics integration comes in standard with our solution. So irrespective of what legal management systems you have, we will integrate with Google Analytics as well.
And what kind of data are you getting from that?
So Google Analytics, it tells you how your website is performing.
Sure.
If you are doing any paid campaigns, we can actually capture and show you the performance of your paid campaigns. A lot of content is very important. I know if the law firm is doing an SEO, content is very important. So you can look at it. What is the bounce rate on each page, right? Is the content resonating well with your readers or not? If the bounce rate is too high, that's a clear indication that, you know, we need to go and fix that content on that page. Or what is the flow? How are people navigating within your website, right? Because that is important. Like, what are the key things that the users or your prospects, they care about in your website?
Well, I can get that from going to the Google Analytics page itself. You know, I can see that data. How does Law KPIs enhance that in terms of like a visual presentation, or are you integrating it with other data to do some cross-platform analysis, or how are you using that data that I can otherwise just see myself?
Yeah, so the two things. One is with Law KPIs, you get everything in one place. You don't have to log into different systems. Mm-hmm. And we actually visually, it's very easy for users to follow the KPIs that we have created. Also, if you have other systems like Facebook, or if you do ads on Facebook, we can actually tie with that system also to see, okay, the amount of money you're spending on Facebook, how well is it converting? But again, it's not just data, right? It has to be part of your intake process. You need to make sure that you're capturing where the leads are coming from.
Yeah, and for certain, I could also envision, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm getting that kind of data from, say, Facebook or from Google Analytics, performance level data, and I can map that against my revenue data, I can start to see the cause and effect relationship. Is that fair?
Absolutely, yes. So what we help the clients do is, you know, if they ran a Facebook ad for a specific 2 week period, right? So they can actually run the entire dashboard for that specific 2 week period to see what does that impact, right? How many conversions happen, how many leads happen, right? How many free calls or free conversations you had to give in order for a prospect to be converting into a client.
Today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur is brought to you by my friends at Spotlight Branding. For many years, marketing companies have focused on funnels that run for a short time, often leaving dozens of leads behind that didn't make a decision yet. Spotlight Branding has found a better way. It's called a content loop, and it's changing the way attorneys think about their marketing. This system nurtures your leads in perpetuity with quality evergreen content that elevates your credibility and helps the rest of your marketing actually work. If you're interested in learning more, head over to spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur, to learn more about the content loop and how it can revolutionize your law firm's marketing. Spotlight Branding, more referrals, better clients, higher return on investment.
Now, if you've been a listener of this podcast for any time, you know that I sing the praises of Ruby all the time because they're really responsible in my own practice for helping me grow my business, deliver personalized experience to my clients, you know, building customer loyalty, really, in terms of having a consistent front-facing office partner in Ruby, and allows me to stay connected anywhere, anytime to my business through their services. So I can't say enough about Ruby. I'm delighted to have them and continue to have them as a sponsor of this podcast. And This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight, the all-in-one contact relationship manager, or CRM. I've been using Daylight for well over 10 years now, and it's the best CRM for business on the Mac and iPhone. And despite having a case management platform that I'm very happy with, I still use Daylight to handle all of my many other law firm needs. When you're running your own law firm, it can be difficult to stay on top of follow-ups, keep track of details and communication, and stay aware of what needs to be done next on each project. Daylight organizes everything in one place, so you don't have to rely on your memory to keep it all straight. If you're feeling like it's time to upgrade from spreadsheets to a CRM, check out Daylight. You can download it from the App Store or visit www.marketcircle.com and try it free for 30 days. On top of that, you can get your first month free when you tell them you heard about Daylight here on The Law Entrepreneur. Daylight by Market Circle, staying top of mind without the stress. Well, I think it's really interesting because, you know, so many times we have this separate data and we're not able to integrate it very well. And the magic, I think, is really in that integration and that being able to relate one piece of data to another. So let's talk about some of the KPIs themselves. Can you give us, you said like, so what, like 25 or 30 that come straight out of the box, and then you can also do custom KPIs?
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit of an understanding about what are some of the standard KPIs that you deliver?
So the standard KPIs, basically we want them to analyze information based on matter, based on attorneys, based on how you're billing, and you know where actually, which cases or which matters are actually more profitable. So all of these can be used in a combination, and you can do it. And a lot of times, you know, you have an originating attorney and a non-originating attorney. So you want to see the mix of the originating attorney and non-originating attorney. You want to understand what is your utilization and realization by not just by practice, but by attorney for a specific period. So you all those things comes standard. If you want to look at activities, right? And kind of identify efficiencies within activities. So you can look at a specific practice area and look at all the activity details to see where can you make adjustments to gain efficiency. Because the same type of case, you know, one resource could be finishing it in 2 hours, while the other resource, it takes like, you know, 8 hours to finish the same task. So you can quickly identify and either, you know, this is probably an issue where you can train that resource, or maybe that is a low performer and you might want to replace that resource.
Very interesting. Then how do you go about implementing a custom KPI? What are some of the kinds of examples of custom KPIs that law firms have asked you to develop on their behalf?
So some of the custom KPIs is like very specific to the kind of law that they practice, and they wanted to see, you know, how many open cases that they have that has not been touched in a while. So they want to constantly keep track. So it's not just like the aging, the way we do 60, 30, 90 day aging of our finances. They wanted to do the build an aging of all the matters. So that way they know which matters to focus on, which matters to not. A lot of times, you know, if cases are approaching a statute of limitations, we would build some custom KPIs that kind of identifies and alerts them of all the cases that are approaching and the statute of limitations. A lot of the complex ones are in the partner compensation. Mm-hmm. Because every managing partner has a very complex way of how they want to compensate the attorneys. And a lot of times they look at different factors. It could be not just utilization, but also business development, right? Or what else they have done for the firm. So every firm has different parameters which we use in order to calculate their compensation. And end of the day, if we have access to data, our platform is such that we can pretty much build anything. And Neil, I actually did not give the audience a little background about myself, how yes, we please. Got started on this, because our main product is actually we build analytics for manufacturing and distribution companies, which are about $100 million to $500 million companies. One of my manufacturing client, his law firm was struggling. We built it for them and it turned into a product. So at one of the conferences, I happened to meet Jack Newton from Clio. I kind of asked him, this is what we were thinking of building. You know, does the industry have a need? Because I'm not a lawyer. I don't come from this industry. And he loved what we were doing. He kind of encouraged us. So that's why we invested in and in building a completely new product and a platform just for lawyers.
I think that shows a little bit of Jack's vision as well, because let's face it, his platform, Clio, has a number of KPIs built into it already. And to recognize that that's an area where you can take it even further, that there's more data to be mined and more robust presentations of that data to be presented to the user, I think it shows a little bit of his vision. And that's why, clearly the integration with Law KPIs and Clio is a successful one.
Right. And their team has been super, super supportive in building and identifying, you know, areas where we can actually work together and help their clients.
So help me understand, is this an example of data mining?
It is. Yes, end of the day, you know, we constantly look at different ways on how the law firms should be making decisions, right? So if we build a report for a specific law firm, and if it makes sense, we continue to add those reports a part of our library so other law firms can benefit as well. So we are building this thing with a peer growth mindset, right? So if you follow or if you practice the same kind of law, you will be able to benefit from, for example, a family law. If you have built something custom for a family law, other family law firms should also benefit from that same thing. So we continue to add new KPIs for the client. And that is why part of our subscription, we build like 5 KPIs, custom KPIs at free of cost for all our clients.
That's on top of the standard out of the box KPIs that they have.
Yeah, so because it's an 80-20 rule, right? So whatever we give them, you know, it's at 80% fit, but everybody wants to look at data differently. So we build up to 5 custom reports for them at no additional cost.
I can see how that'd be very attractive. Tell me a little bit then about what are some of the results that your clients have recognized? I mean, have they got back to you and said, hey, Sachin, you know, I'm so much better able to do X, Y, or Z because of the data that's being presented to me? What are some of those stories?
So one common benefit across all law firms is the amount of time they have saved. Most of the times they used to look at information on a quarterly basis. But now when you look at information on a quarterly basis, you're just looking at it in a rearview mirror. There's nothing that you can do to change it. Now they have scheduled reports where they quickly look at it on a weekly basis. So they're able to make better changes. One of our-
A little more nimble as a result.
Exactly. To give another example is one of our attorneys, the family law, using this information, they realized that, you know, close to like 30% of their probate cases were underpriced and they were losing money on it. So using this information, they actually revised their entire pricing strategy. And surprisingly, they have not lost business because of it. They didn't have clarity on what ideally they should be pricing that problem.
And for most, look, for most solo or small firm practitioners, you know, their judgment about profitability comes by way of, do I have money left over at the end of the month? You know, that's the soul level of analysis and just anecdotal, you know, information that they can try and correlate in their minds. But there's no substitute for having the right data, right, and having it at your fingertips and having it on a consistent and easily delivered, you know, process.
And another example is one of the law firms, they have about like 5 attorneys, and every attorney is responsible to do business development. So they were able to track and see which events they have been going to, what kind of results have been producing. And it was shocking that 80% of the time where they were spending it regularly was not generating any results. They were not generating any leads. But it was very hard for them to track those information, you know, unless you automate the whole process.
So I noticed that on your website that you have different plans, and we can let our audience navigate there to find out what those plans are. But basically, you service everybody, as you said, from the solo practitioner up to the large or medium size law firms. Just speaking directly about the solo, or the very small firms, one or two attorney firms, are they getting as much out of this as, say, the mid-sized firms are, or more?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So even for them, actually, it's even more beneficial because they are able to free up a lot of their time that they used to spend on doing this and focusing on either business development or actually serving their clients. So a lot of the solo law firms or one or two attorney law firms, they actually work with us in identifying what makes sense for them, and we actually help them schedule it. So it goes into their inbox based on their schedule, and they actually don't even bother logging into the system because the information is being fed to them, and that is what they need. They want to save time even logging into the system.
I wanted to ask that question because a lot of times the feedback I get is that, well, KPIs are better suited for the bigger firms. They have more data, they have more things to track, they have more people to compare, you know, utilization rates against. And I see solos who are saying, intuitively, I understand how this works for a larger firm, but I don't see how I, as a solo practitioner, would get that much benefit out of it. And you've helped dispel that myth, that sometimes it's more useful for the solo and small firm practitioner.
Yeah, because they wear so many hats, right? It's wherever they can, you know, save, you know, an hour or 2 hours, you know, it's very important for them. At the end of the day, it's a lifestyle, right? It's also important that, you know, even if they save that time, it doesn't have to be they have to put it back into the firm. They can actually go spend time with the family.
Yeah, I think if you ask a solo or small firm practitioner, hey, what amount of money would you pay on a monthly basis to give you infinite amount of insight into the process and profitability of your law firm so that you can work on improving things and making even more money and having a better lifestyle, what amount of money would you pay for that? And I think you'll find that people would pay a fair amount. And so it's an important consideration that if you can free up your time and make your lifestyle that much better by having greater access to more data, it seems like it's a no-brainer.
And, you know, every solo law firm, right, I'm hoping that they've started this firm with the mindset that they want to grow. And if they want to grow, it is even more important for them to figure out, right, which areas are working for them. They could be having like 4 or 5 different areas that they're practicing, but which areas they should actually focus more. So
again, following that 80-20 rule.
Right. And again, if a firm is not of a growth mindset, Neil, this will just stay on the shelf and they're never going to use it.
Well, that's so true for so many. But I like the idea. I'm intrigued by it. I think that it may be in my future personally. So I'm very happy to spend some time with you today, Sachin. Tell our audience how they can reach out to you or find out more information about Law KPIs.
So they can directly email me or they can actually reach out to our website, and we have a free trial option where they can sign up for a free trial, or I'm happy to give them a demo. And Neil, I just thought of it, but if your listeners, if when they reach out to us and if they mention your podcast, we will give them 50% discount on their configuration fee.
Wow, that's very kind of you. We'll make sure that that information is in our show notes to make sure that they mention the Law Entrepreneur when they talk to you. Tell me just real quickly, I didn't see this, but tell me just real quickly, what's involved in the free trial? How much can I get out of that?
So the way, obviously, free trial, we will not integrate with your system,
right,
but we will give you access to all the KPIs that we have, and you can play with it using a dummy data.
Ah.
So you at least get a feel for it on how to do it. And
so that when you're ready, you can say, okay, let's now connect it to my system.
Exactly.
And turn this information on, and that way I can start and see it in a real-time basis.
Right. And most of our firms that we work with, during a free trial, we give them a demo. And once we give them a demo of how the solution works, you know, they typically don't even bother going for a free trial.
Exactly.
And a lot of times, right, a lot of people are afraid of implementing a new system, or how do I use a new system? And that is why we have made the implementation process completely hassle-free. We do all the heavy lifting. We'll take care of all your integration works. And the product, the solution is extremely easy to use. If you can use a browser, you can use our solution. And what we have done is we have added a reset button in it. Just in case, if you do something that you don't know what you did, just hit the reset button and it takes you back to default. So there is nothing in our solution that anybody can do to mess up the solution.
And their privacy, data privacy is maintained?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Data privacy is key. We don't host any of their data. Our solution is on Amazon Cloud, and nobody spends more money securing the servers than Amazon Cloud.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Okay, Sachin, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today on The Law Entrepreneur. I wish you all the success in the world going forward, and look forward to catching up with you in person at some point in time.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Okay, thanks again, Sachin. Well, there you have it, Law Entrepreneurs. Thanks for being with us today and with this episode of The Law Entrepreneur. I want to thank our sponsors, as usual, Ruby Receptionists, Daylight, and Spotlight Branding. Make sure you swing on by our website at thelawentrepreneur.com or visit our Facebook page or Twitter account. You can find us anywhere by just searching on The Law Entrepreneur. Also, if you'd be kind enough, I'd love it if you could go to your podcast application and leave us a rating and a review. It helps with our visibility, and it helps ensure that we're there to be found when people come looking for podcasts in the legal space. So once again, thanks for being a part of today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur.